Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Coming up at the end of June and the beginning of July is the 60th annual Raymond Independence Day celebration, and joining me today to talk about that is Wes Pogenpohl with the Independence Day Association in Raymond. Wes, thank you for joining me today.
No problem. It's good to be here.
Big anniversary this year for the Independence Day celebration.
That's correct. Yeah, this is our 60th year, and we're trying to put on a big celebration this year to celebrate that anniversary, and hopefully we get a lot of people to come out and enjoy the events that we've been working hard on.
Anything special happening, or will it just kind of be standard stuff?
We do have a few new things this year. Thursday, we're trying to do a sort of a family night where from 6 to 9, all of our carnival rides are going to be free for anyone who attends that want to ride, and we are going to have a program put on by Serengeti Steve, you know, focused towards the children. He has a couple different exotic animals that he's going to bring and show off, and the kids will actually be able to have a chance to hold them, and some snakes and things like that.
Serengeti Steve, I'm not familiar with him. Is he from the area?
I'm not for sure exactly. He has performed at some of the schools in the area. I know he performed at one of the Panhandle schools recently.
Mm-hmm. One thing you did touch on is the carnival is back. It wasn't there last year, but you do have it back this year.
That's correct. We do have our carnival back this year, all 3 days. And like I said, Thursday, it's going to be free from 6 to 9 for everybody. We've done that in the past, and we're glad to bring that back this year.
Sure. And it's kicking off on Thursday, June 29th. What are some of the events that are going to be going on, some of the big events going on Thursday? You mentioned Serengeti Steve, obviously, but some of the other events going on.
The first thing we start off with is our kiddie parade at 6:30, where kids can come out and dress up or put on an outfit or decorate their bicycle, and some of them even bring their pets along with them, and they go through the parade and they get some prizes awarded. And then also we have the first opening night for our junior miss and queen. It'd be like the introductions.
That is Thursday, June 29th, festivities for the Raymond Independence Day celebration. It continues on Friday. What are some of the things going on Friday, the 30th?
Friday, we have, throughout on Friday specifically, we've got a bags tournament beginning at 6 o'clock, and that's located in the beer tent area, which is on the American Legion grounds.
Would that be the same thing as cornhole for those who
may call it
one thing? And,
yes, some people call it cornhole. We call it bags, yeah. But we do have an entry tournament and hope to get a good turnout for that, because there are cash prizes, and the more people that show up and play, the bigger the cash prize. So hopefully we get a good crowd for that. On stage entertainment on Friday, we have Blend. They're a four-person singing group that comes and performs, and they always
acapella, isn't it?
I believe they do acapella. I think they do sing to some music too, but they are very talented and always do a great job. So we're glad to have them back again this year. And our Little Miss and Mr. Muscle program is, our contest is 7:30 on Friday, where the younger kids get to come out and show off their moves or their muscles or whatever you want to say, and we're going to crown a Little Miss and Mr. Muscle for 2017.
And then obviously the final day of the Independence Day celebration will be the first day of July, and Saturday, July 1st. I imagine on that day, in addition to other events, will be the actual pageant.
That's correct. Yeah, we will crown our Junior Miss and our queen Saturday night. That's the last thing of the night, right before the end of the night in the fireworks. Our fireworks are going to be at 10 o'clock this year. We always pride ourselves on our fireworks, and we think they do a great job every year, and we hope they do so again this year, and we expect that to happen. But on Saturday, we have a 5K color run, which we've done last year, was our first year, had a really good turnout. We're able to, from the proceeds of that, give away a $500 scholarship to a local student, and hope to be able to do that again this year and have just as good a turnout. A couple other things we've got going on Saturday. We've got a kiddie tractor pull at 11 o'clock. Downtown. We have a washer tournament in the beer tent area. That's going to begin at 11:30, also in the beer tent area. We've got returning again this year, a tractor show a car show and a motorcycle show, and that's also located around town. It's not necessarily downtown. It's just south of downtown, around the Legion area and through some of the city streets in town, Raymond. And then another new thing that I forgot about is we are going to have a human foosball tournament.
Okay, yeah.
So you can get a group. I believe it's six people for a team, and you get a act like you're a foosball player and
it's hold
on.
It's a lot more physically demanding than you would think.
Yeah, you don't get to move a whole lot, just back and forth, but it should be exciting. I hope to get a team together and play in that.
Great
and then
to
our
work on teamwork, too, because you have to coordinate with your players.
Absolutely. Our parade is going to be at 5 o'clock. That'll be the step off of the parade. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and it won't be too hot, but usually it's pretty warm, but we're looking forward to that. Hopefully have a big turnout for the parade this year. On stage entertainment on Saturday, we've got Elvis himself. He's a Elvis impersonator who had some people on the committee that have seen him before and really impressed with his show. So him and along with his band are coming for on stage entertainment on Saturday night.
Pretty much the highlights of everything that's going on. If somebody missed any of that or they would like any more information on the Raymond Independence Day celebration this year, how would they find that out?
Well, we have a book that we put out that has a schedule of everything in it, and that can be found at most the local businesses in Raymond especially, but also some local businesses around the area and in Hillsboro, Litchfield, Farmersville. Also, we have a Facebook page, which is the Raymond Independence Day Celebration. All of our events and schedules can be found on that Facebook page as well, and we'll be posting things on there throughout in the next upcoming weeks and throughout the celebration as well.
Sounds good. Wes Pogenpohl with the Raymond Independence Day Association. Wes, was there anything else that you wanted to touch on with the celebration that we haven't mentioned?
I forgot to mention, we do have nightly entertainment in the beer tin area as well, which I failed to mention. Thursday night, we have local artist Hunter Sharp. He's playing beginning around 9:30 at our beer tent on the Legion grounds. Friday night, we have another local artist, Tommy Vance, and his band. And on Saturday night, we have a returning from last year, a Second Chance band out of Springfield. And they always put on a really good show, and glad to have them back.
Very nice. And of course, we mentioned everything that was going on, or most of the stuff that was going on. But if you'd like the specific times, they are in those booklets.
Absolutely, yeah. Full schedule with all the times are in our book or on our Facebook page.
Sounds good. That's Wes Pogenpohl with the Raymond Independence Day Association talking about the 60th annual Raymond Independence Day celebration. Wes, thanks for coming in and talking.
Well, thank you for having me.
That's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.